Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Low.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Low. Right now.
Right now. Right now.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Lolita Sherrill, a.k.a. Lo, and I'm so excited because I have just a wonderful, smart, successful young man on the line with me today, and I'm sure you all are going to definitely agree. He's going to share some really good information with you all. I'm excited about this interview. Took me a minute to get to him. That's how busy he is, but it's none other than Mr. Antonio Hitman Edwards. He is a successful real estate investor by way of North Fork, Virginia. He is the owner and founder of the real estate investing company Prolific Properties, LLC. He's an author. He's a motivational speaker. He's a mentor. So he's got a lot going on. And I'm so glad that he's going to take the time to share with you all how he has been successful, his journey to success, and share some nuggets with you all so that you all can grow and be inspired and motivated as well. So, Antonio, welcome, and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Lolita. First, I'd like to, thank you for, bringing me to this call. I feel honored to talk to your listeners and your members.
You are very welcome, and just so everybody will know, we actually started communicating by way of Facebook. So,
yep.
And I like to share that because, social media is, and it's where it's at. And
yep.
I tell anyone, if you're not on social media, if you're not using that tool to maximize your exposure, your brand, and your business and connections, you are really and truly missing out. So I'm grateful that we connected there. Now, let's talk about Antonio. Let's talk about your journey. How did you get started as a real estate investor? How long have you been a real estate investor?
I've been a real estate investor. I've been in this business now for 2.5 years. I really haven't been in it that long, but, it came a long ways. How I pretty much got started, Lolita, was I was in the music business literally a decade. I had quite a bit of success with it. Had some major placements with major label artists in the music business. and I music that's me. That's my blood. I'm a musician by heart. And at the time, I was in a studio with a lot of major label artists. A lot of these people, they're rich, they're well off in the music business, but all of them had, the people that was at the top in the music business had something to do with real estate, either real estate or stocks.
Right.
It was no way out of it. And that's how they were staying in the music game, was through those avenues. So it just kind of like put a light bulb in my head. I'm like, man, you know, I'm in the studio with Busta Rhymes, and he's talking about real estate. It was kind of it's kind of weird to me, you know. And I kind of took heed to that, and I read the first like book that gave me the aha moment. And I was on a plane one time. I first opened up the book. It was Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I was on my way to I think Atlanta to go to a studio session, and I would just start reading that book, and I just kept reading it,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, man, something about this. I want to get into real estate. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know where to go. So you know, I say fast forward about early 2009. I hit up a Rich Dad Poor Dad seminar. It was a seminar in Virginia at the time that I paid $500 to go to. And at the end of the seminar, they had me pay $5,000 for some coaching that I really never wished I never would have, you know, did at the time. You know?
Right.
I mean, after I paid for it. But it was a lesson learned. And I put that $5,000 on my credit card at the time. And they introduced wholesaling, so that's why I had paid for the coaching, because they said you can make money in real estate using none of your money and no credit. I thought it was a scam, but you know, I went ahead and paid that $5,000 coaching, which I didn't learn hardly anything in the coaching.
Right.
So I'm stuck with this $5,000 debt, and I say in the middle, going to spring or so of 2009, I met a mentor in Virginia by the name of he became my mentor by the name of Chris Haskins, and I'll never forget that fellow. He was a blessing to me, and you know, he opened arms to me and taught me the game, and we connected because he was in the music business. He had did the 50 Cent's first single, and we connected. And you know, that's how we built relationship, because we were both in the music business, and I was still in the music business at the time, and we can connect on that. And I told him, I said, I want to learn wholesaling. And he was like, you know, I can teach you that. So he did. He had me put out, you know, I actually put out 100 bandit signs. I put them out in one, I don't know if I put them out in one night, I can't remember, but I put out quite a bit of bandit signs. And out of those batch of bandit signs, I had a lead that came through that was one of those golden leads. I didn't know at the time it was a golden lead, because every lead that I had at the time, I was letting my mentor know what the information was and all that. And this happened to be one of those leads, you know, that, you know, I closed on in August 2009. It netted me a profit of $12,500. And I didn't believe it after that deal was going to close. I thought it was too good to be true. But once I got that first check, Lolita, I was like, wow, I can do this and make this money.
You know what? And let me stop you right there, because I know the feeling. And there's, you know, there's those of you that are listening, you know, at this interview now, and you think, man, I've been trying to do this, you know. And I actually have mentees that they've been trying to flip their first wholesale deal for the last 3 or 4 years, and for different reasons, they have not been able to do it. And
right.
There's a couple of things that you just shared that I want to point out. Number one, you've only been doing this for 2 years, but I know you are all over the place online. You have products. You are mentoring and coaching now. And a lot of people, again, they've been trying to do it and haven't even done their first deal. So that lets me know that, number one, you are a person of action. And would you agree with me that that's like 90% of your success?
Oh, hands down, Olivia. I mean, you got to get out there and just take action. It's no ifs, ands, and buts. If you want to do it, you just got to get off your butt. Nothing's never going to be perfect. And I think that's what people... They always wait for the perfect time and the right time to make a move to do something. It's never going to be perfect, so you just got to go out there and just do it.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's go back to this $12,500 first assignment check you got. So, obviously, I know you were super excited. Were you working in corporate America during this time?
No, I was in the music business. I quit my job back in 2007 to pursue my career in music.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. So you already pretty much have an entrepreneurial mind. But I know that even being in music, and that's something we also have in common, because I was a professional singer for a while, you know that you have to be consistent as far as making the money, or you have to be really in the top of the industry in order to make a nice living as an artist or a producer. So with real estate, at that point, how did you shift your mindset to start building a business, a wholesaling business from that point?
From music to shift into real estate?
Yes.
I would probably say, I have to say that Rich Dad Poor Dad book gave me just the light bulb of real estate in general, because it just made sense. And if anybody that's listening to this call haven't read Rich Dad Poor Dad, I mean, that hands down, that book is a classic book. You know, that book would never play out. So go get that book if you haven't read it. But I would have to say, Lolita, Rich Dad Poor Dad gave me the shift change. And also, you know, I listened to T.D. Jakes, and he said, the people with the most blessings went through something that broke them. And what broke me, I lost a lot of money in the music business in 2009. I was doing pretty well in the music business. And I lost a chunk of money, like, almost overnight. So I was broke, and I was in debt. So that right there broke me, and I told myself I was not going back to a 9-to-5, corporate job. So I had to do something, and I knew wholesaling at the time. I knew the subject wholesaling, but I didn't know what to do. But that blessing came into my life with that mentor, Chris Haskins, and it was just, I don't know, it was just the right time. It was just the right time, and I was ready to go, and I already had the hustle in me from music, so taking action was no problem. I just needed somebody just to push me just a little bit.
Absolutely. Now let me ask you this: how important is having a mentor been to the success of your business to date?
Oh man, you have to have a mentor in all aspects of your life. I mean, if you want to move forward, a mentor is a must and is a key to shorten the learning curve. And if you're trying to learn anything yourself, you're going to be in trouble, or you're just doing it the hard way for no reason. So, you know, I'm sure you anybody listening to this call, Lolita, you know, she's mentoring you guys. So keep her in your wing, because you know it will shorten your learning curve. A mentor is key.
And, you know, I feel the same way. I would not be where I am right now without having my mentor. And just like you said, I think it's important to have several. You know, you have a spiritual mentor, have a business mentor. But if you can't find different ones or multiple mentors, you want to start with one, whether that's business, spiritual. But they will catapult your life. They will, I always like to say, a mentor will help you shortcut your way to success. So while everybody's kind of taking that long route, you definitely got that shortcut. That's just what it is. Now, another thing, Antonio, what I admire about you, you are a young man, and I don't know if you want to say your age, but you're in your 20s, right?
Yeah, I'm 28.
Okay. So with you being a young man, that has been really encouraging to me to see you do the things that you do, a product that you create, and, you know, I've actually purchased some of your products, and I know that they're very good. Talk a little bit about some of the products that you have available and maybe some of the products that you are working on currently now.
Okay. Well, my first product that I created was, you know, my very first year in real estate. I think I did 26, 27 deals my first 12 months. And I you know, after that year, you know, I just looked back and I was like, man, I was really in the trenches, you know, and, you know, for a first year, I didn't think that was too bad. So I went ahead and wrote on my success my first year. You know, I wrote a book, it's called The New Wave of Wholesaling. That was my first product. And I just explain how I did those deals my first year, because I felt like that can help out a person. I just gave a blueprint of what I did. You know, I kept it basic, and you know, and I didn't make it, you know, confusing to the newbie person that was just starting out. So I have my first product was a new wave of wholesaling, of course. I do have a new product out. You know, I'm giving away a free iPad as well, and along with some free calls from me talking to sellers, so you can see how to talk to sellers. Because I know when I first started, I didn't know how to talk to sellers at all. I was shy. I was actually fearful to talk to a seller. They're calling me to sell their property, but I was fearful to call them back. So I have some calls with me talking to sellers, and also I have, you know, a whole bunch of goodies, training modules, along with the lead tracker software to keep you track of all your leads that's coming in, and it'll help you organize yourself in your business as well. So I do have some few products out there, and Nolita, she will share that with you as well.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I'm going to share that. And I think that's an incredible product that you created, especially with talking to sellers. There's a lot of people that are fearful of that. They don't like selling. They don't like talking to people. So I think that's going to be an excellent product that you are providing, especially for newbies, for people that may not necessarily be comfortable. So, yeah, I will definitely have the links to his products, everyone, available for you to take advantage of. And Antonio, last but not least, what are your, I guess, future goals? Your what's next for you? So I know that, well, talk a little bit about, because I know that you have virtual assistants. Yeah, let me back that up. Talk a little bit about the importance of outsourcing.
Ah, that's a great question. Oh, outsourcing, that just revolutionized my life.
Right.
It opened up so much, because, I mean, when you're in your business, I mean, of course, starting out a business anyway, even people that I see in business today, they've been doing this years to come, and they're still wearing every hat in their business. You know, they're scared to let go. And, you know, you have to let go. And the key thing to, you know, building a business anyway is to build a business is a product. So you want to forget about it. You want it to be a system so it can free your time. But and with the virtual assistants, Lolita, I mean, that freed my time. I can do what I want. it's spring break right now, as you're speaking. I'm going to take my son out, go play some basketball, and I'm still making money while I'm on court.
All right.
With my son. So with virtual assistants, that can allow you to be free. And I think that's the reason. It's not per se, of course, it's the money, but the money, I mean, your business, people want to be in a business so they can be free, Lolita. I don't think it's about being the billionaire or the trillionaire. I think it's more the freedom. So with virtual assistants, it allows freedom.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with you. It took me a bit to jump on that bandwagon as far as letting go of your business, and you are exactly right. You don't have a business unless you allow yourself to let it go, and that simply means allowing and training others to do those tasks and those duties for you so you can have the time that you need to enjoy your family, to travel, or whatever you want to do. And I know you also have myvanow.com. I believe that's your site, and I'll also provide that for you guys if you're interested, those of you that are interested in outsourcing and using a virtual assistant for your business as well. So, again, thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. And I want you to, if there's anything last that you can share, maybe your favorite quote, I don't know, something that can really encourage and inspire those that are listening before I let you go today.
Just get out there and take action. Get this book called Get Off Your Butts by Sean Stevenson. He's a great author. He's a great motivational guy, too. And it's a great book, so go out there and read that book. And guys, don't, like I said earlier in this call, nothing is never going to be perfect. So just go out there and just do it. You know, don't get analysis paralysis and think everything has to be in place before you can make something happen. Just go out there and do it, and you will figure it out along the way. And you know, so and that's all I can say. Just take action. And
absolutely.
To Lolita. She's a great person, great mentor. Listen to Lolita.
Well, Antonio, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And again, I appreciate your time. Much success to you, and everyone. Thank you so much for being on the call.
All right, thanks, Lolita. My pleasure.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.